This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to the beginning of the weekend. You got one more day of work to go, but the weekend's on its way. And as we head into Friday, let's stop for just a minute and read some verses out of the Bible that can shape our lives. We've been talking all week about the book of Judges in the Old Testament. Maybe not a book title that would make you want to read it or think it would be relevant to your life, but as we've seen this week, it is so relevant to our lives. As it describes this cycle in the experience of the people of Israel that happened seven times in this 400 years that's described by the book of Judges, we look at that cycle and we say, man, that is me. That's a cycle I see in my own life over and over. And when we can learn and understand this cycle, we can get out of the cycle. What's the cycle? Well, it starts off with sin, and there's a simple way to remember it with five words that start with S. It starts with sin. That is, the people of Israel, they've been walking with God. God's been doing amazing miracles in their lives. And then they get distracted by the sinful lifestyles of the people around them that look so appealing. It's a sensual lifestyle, very promiscuous. And they start looking to other things than God to meet their sort of sense of void that something's missing in their lives. And they don't pay attention to the mess it makes in the lives of the people they're imitating. They just look at the pleasure and the good things connected to it. And so they walk away from God and offend God. And so the second S is servitude. Not a real natural word, but it starts with S. And that is, God allows the other nations around them to come and overthrow them, and often to make them even their slaves. And so servitude. God frustrates their lives, and they find themselves in terrible distress. And how often that happens to us. We turn away from God, we start going our own way, imitating the lives of people around us, and it just leads to a mess in our lives, doesn't it? Not a simple mess that's easy to clean up. A mess that we think, man, there is no way out of this. I'm in a deep dark hole. The next S is supplication. Well, that's the kind of prayer that calls on God to help, to do something. And the people of Israel, they recognize that. This happened all through these seven cycles in their 400 years covered by the book of Judges. And don't we see this in our own lives? We walk away from God. It leaves our lives a mess when we do. And finally, we realize, I need God in my life. This is so stupid. Why have I gone this way of my life? There is a way out of this. I don't just have to live in this mess. And we turn back to God, put him back in the center of our lives, and ask him, please help me. And when we call out to God for help, that's exactly what he's been waiting for. God gets involved in our situations. It doesn't mean all the consequences of our actions disappear. No, there may still be some very hard, difficult days ahead. But God starts to restore our inner lives and enables us to walk through those days with a solid security in his love for us and his involvement in our situation in ways that we could never come up with to deal with the circumstances of our lives. Well, when God gets involved like that and brings the people of Israel through those days, sends them a savior, a judge it's called, a deliverer, then the people of God, they walk with God, and as long as that judge is alive, they keep walking with God. And so the last S is silence. Sin, servitude, supplication, salvation, and then silence. And here's how the Bible describes it. So after the first of those cycles, it says, so the land had rest 40 years. And then Othniel, the deliverer, died. then again with the next one of those seven cycles. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land had rest for 80 years. So here it is. There's this cycle in our lives. We walk away from God. Our lives become a mess. We call on God for help. He saves us. And then we walk with him and life is good until we make the same mistake again. When you understand the cycle, you can keep God at the center of your life and avoid the mess. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.